Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. Welcome to Being Green. Just 4 days to go to the US elections, and what an interesting campaign it's been. With the polls still showing Democrat candidate Kamala Harris pretty much neck and neck with the Republican's Donald Trump, it's going to be a nail-biting finish. But you may be wondering why this has any relevance for the environment. Well, many experts believe a Trump versus Harris presidency could have very different impacts on the global fight against climate change. To find out more, I'm joined now by Brooke Spector, former U.S. diplomat and associate editor of The Daily Maverick. Brooke, thanks for joining me on the program. Let's start with Trump. What does his stance on climate change look like?
Well, as you know, Donald Trump has been labeled a climate change denier. In his own words, he says that climate change and those concerns are a hoax. That puts him in opposition to international agreements on change and disasters as well as, and I think this is the important part, is in addition, in opposition to domestic changes with regard to renewable energy, with regard to green, and the one thing though to keep in mind is all of his proposals that have any budgetary or legislative requirement will be subject to the will of Congress, and that will depend to a considerable degree on the composition of the new Congress that comes in at the same time.
I was going to ask you about that. If Congress is in his favor, it takes away all those protective measures, and we're looking at things like the Inflation Reduction Act being weakened, the Environmental Protection Agency being weakened. I've heard some experts warning that in a Trump victory, we could actually mean game over for stabilizing warming below 1.5 degrees Celsius.
There is obviously that danger, but there is also within the country a fairly strong environmental and ecological and climate change lobby outside of government and aligned with various parts of government. There are also, of course, the courts. People will, in those movements and organizations, if there are efforts to weaken or to neuter the Environmental Protection Agency's actions, they're going to go to the courts, and they're going to go to the courts on the grounds of all manner of different grounds, the constitutional ones, as well as equal protection ones, as well as the kinds of harms that will append to citizens. So I don't think it's as easy as simply saying Donald Trump wins, the Environmental Protection Agency dies, but there'll be a lot of fight back.
More importantly, possibly, though, given the checks and balances within the United States itself, is that a Trump presidency will likely have a negative impact, I believe, on global adaptation and mitigation funding. We're talking America First, so aid to developing countries falling away a bit?
Yeah, that would be in line with the Donald Trump approach generally to foreign participation in funds like that. The Trump foreign policy agenda is transactional. We will do X if you do Y. We will do one if you do two. If you don't do something, very much a tit for tat. I scratch your back, you scratch mine, rather than countries A through Z, because it's in our larger global interest, even if we don't get a direct payback. That would almost serve agenda. But a lot of those measures are also baked into legislation that is law and would require congressional changes in the legal. Again, as much as I worry that these things could happen, there are counter pressures within the American system to prevent all of them from happening simultaneously or immediately.
Are things any better on the Harris side? I believe we don't know much about her environmental policy.
I think it's fair to say that although we don't have detailed plans from Kamala Harris about international environmental and climate change issues, I think it is also fair to say she's very broadly within the larger Democratic Party tradition of support for such measures. It would be unreasonable to assume that she would suddenly run counter proposals, ideas, and agreements dating back as far as the Clinton-Gore administration, for that, not all of which were realized in legislation, but all were very clearly there. And I think you would see much of an effort on her part, finances permitting, participating in climate equal in the equalization transition funds and things like that. You might even see a stronger push on international climate change proposals or anything of that kind, as far as I could see.
Thanks there to Brooke Spector. And that's it for this week on Being Green. Apologies for the poor line quality. Until next week, from me, Glynis Crook, take care and goodbye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of RE/MAX Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, RE/MAX Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, RE/MAX Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. RE/MAX, the leaders in real estate.